when God is a cunt. By which we measure our pain. I'll say it again. God is a concept by which we measure.
Back. So, this is Radio Free Thinker. I am Ethan Clow, the free thinking historian, and we have a bit of a skeleton crew today. So, joining me is Rob.
Hello, I'm Rob. I'm a psychologist, magician, and otherwise completely alone. So, we have no idea where our other host, Don, is. Our engineer, our usual sound engineer, Daniel, is unable to make it because he is out in Langley. And Ethan is manning the boards right now.
That's why we're a little bit slow, because I'm doing like five different things at once, covering up for my own inadequacy there. So
we'll start off with this day in history. On May 5th, 1925, John Scopes, a Tennessee high school teacher, was charged with teaching evolution from a chapter in a textbook which showed ideas developed from those set out in Charles Darwin's book On the Origin of Species. This was in against the Butler Act that was passed in Tennessee many years ago, which made it unlawful in any state-funded educational establishment in Tennessee to teach any theory that denies the story of the divine creation of man as taught in the Bible, and to teach instead that man has descended from a lower order of animals.
Yes, and actually spawned a great movie called Inherit the Wind. If any of you haven't seen it, I recommend seeing it.
It's an excellent, excellent film.
Yes. So, and this is pretty relevant because right now, Alberta has something else in mind. Why don't you tell us about that, Rob?
So Alberta is considering a bill right now. I think it's Bill 44, which basically is a bill that is extending the rights of homosexuals in a number of situations in the legislature, but it has a rider tacked onto it that, when you look at it, basically lets parents opt their children out of any class which teaches something objectionable to them on religious grounds, i.e. they can pull their kids out of a biology class teaching evolution because it doesn't fit in accordance with their religious beliefs.
Yeah, and what's really troubling, at least to me, about this bill is its level of insidiousness. It is not specifically saying that parents have the right to remove students from a class. It's not a clear-cut attack on evolution, in other words. It's not, this bill is not worded to sound like an attack on evolution. What this bill does, though, is it gives parents the right to remove their children from any class that does not conform to their religious belief. And they may say that it's about protecting their religious beliefs, but there's no way this is targeted towards students learning about Buddhism and religious studies or sex education, of which there already is a law for parents to remove their children from that class. This is pointed directly at evolution. It is the same strategy used by the Discovery Institute in the States. It's the same academic freedom mentality targeting evolution. It is attempt to brand evolution as just a theory in quotation marks.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so annoying and so insidiously clever is that it's worded in such a way that actually, if you look at news reports on CBC, Toronto Sun, Alberta's, the Calgary Herald, no one's really quite sure what the bill is saying. They're looking at this, and one minister is saying that it allows parents to avoid having their kids taught evolution. One minister is saying something totally different, that it actually makes the teaching of evolution mandatory. We have no real idea, but, I mean, the wording of the bill is vague enough that it can be used in such a way.
Yeah, and look who just walked in.
Oh, it's Dawn.
Yes, well, Dawn, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Free Thinker.
It's a little late,
but
we're talking about this Alberta Bill 44 that is supposedly extending the rights of homosexuals in the legislature, but actually is adding a little rider to whether people can learn evolution in classes in Alberta.
You mean sort of. And the ones claiming to promote rights by allowing people to actually protect their prejudice and bigotry, on the other hand.
Yeah, sort of ironically, I would say.
And, yes, so, sorry about that, folks. So, the problem with this bill is it is aimed at evolution, and it is an attack on evolution, but it's actually going to do a lot of damage to, well, our understanding of science. Students are going to come out of high school without the basic understanding of evolution, of math, physics, science. This is already happening. Sociological studies have proven this. They're coming out into the workforce with little or no understanding of these basic tenets of biology, and they're putting our students at a huge disadvantage on the world scale.
Yeah, it's basically, this bill is making education optional. It's ridiculous. I mean, I can understand that some people want to continue believing in their religious beliefs. That's okay. Believe in whatever you want to believe, but let your kids make their own decisions. I mean, they're going to school. They want to take biology. Perhaps they want to grow up to be a doctor.
I also find it bizarre too how very selective it is. I mean, the idea that, you know, religious beliefs are somehow sacred, maybe. But what about political beliefs? How come there's no thing? I mean, what if I am a very staunch conservative? You know, Bush was the best president the United States ever had. Harper's a great guy. And I've got a teacher in there who's teaching about Marxism. Shouldn't I be able to pull my children out of that?
So we just realized that there was a slight clock issue here, and we're on early, so...
So hopefully people will be listening to the podcast and we'll see if we can't fix this problem when it's actually our time to be on the air.
Whew.
Sorry for those of you who were listening to the show that was supposed to be on right now.
Now I feel so much better. I walk in here. I think
see
I'm
what
early
happens
for
when
the
you don't
show.
Show up on time.
This is what happens when our engineer goes away. The whole thing falls apart.
Okay.
I have some quotes here from a conservative, a former conservative MLA and Canadian senator, Ron Gitter. He's slamming the Alberta Tory caucus's wrong-headed plan to let parents exempt their kids from certain public school curriculum, including evolution classes. This is a quote from the Fast Forward Weekly blog online. This is a quote from Gitter. We're kind of stepping back into the Middle Ages a little with legislation like that. I suppose it's indicative of the attitudes in some parts of Alberta, but it really is a backwards step.
It also shows, too, I mean, it's kind of a joke amongst people, right? Everyone says the most American province in Canada is Alberta.
Yeah, Alberta.
And here we've got Alberta doing...
The Texas of Canada.
Exactly. You know, and not in the good way.
Well, in case we have fans in Texas, we think you're wonderful. But this is a clear step backwards. And the kind of funny in a sad way this is, what if this, suppose this swine flu thing does actually turn into a pandemic, people start dying, they're going to be demanding a vaccination. And all of a sudden, they're going to start running back to science saying, we need a vaccination, we need a vaccination. Well, why do we have vaccinations? Because we understand virus mutation and evolution.
Exactly.
The very field they're trying to shut down could save their lives.
The very field they deny as being accurate because it conflicts with religious belief is a field that has been saving lives and running, you know, driving research for the past 40 or 50 years.
You know, I keep going off on this. I still find it so bizarre. I mean, they sit there, and let's say this is a backdoor for creation or whatever, right, to pull your kids out of there. But I mean, what about if they start talking about genetics, right? You know, they're talking about that, and not even evolutionary sense, but let's say stem cells. Is stem cells a religious issue or not? I mean, religious people take it as a religious issue, but is it, right?
Yes.
So, if you have any opinions on this, please email us at radio.freethinker@gmail.com or follow us on our Twitter feed at CITRRFT. And let's go to a station ID. This might take a few seconds.
We're still learning.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right.
The amount of controls that the federal government has over its leadership. And if they start making too much noise, the federal government can target them and try and take them out. They can promote oppositions, you know, to take out a sitting chief and council. There's lots of things they can use the monies that they give to bands and organizations to do. So that's why I don't think you see a big outcry right now. Plus, there's a big schism between the leadership and the membership, because mm-hmm. the membership are often excluded from even knowing that this stuff's going on.
Well, it's really quite scary that that in this day and time, the government, it's kind of like the Harper government telling us, or any previous government telling us, that if you don't agree with my position, I'm just going to cut your funding and essentially starve you out until you do. And I guess that's why there's been so much silence. Everyone's afraid to lose their funding or lose whatever services they may have.
Yeah, that's an extreme example. Often they won't go that extreme. They'll be more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
They can do it in ways. It's just like when you take a proposal into a bureaucrat, he can take it, put it in the middle of the pile, or he can put it on top of the pile, you know?
Right.
Because they only have so much money to work with, so it kind of works that way, right? Where you have to kind of curry favor with the bureaucrats and the bureaucrats are going to work with the leadership that's